Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
John in Connecticut, welcome to the Money Pit. What can we do for you?
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yay!
My question today is, when installing a hollow core door replacement door, is there a rule of thumb for how much I can cut off the height and the width?
Before you get to the hollow section?
John, if you're going to replace your doors, you probably want to buy a pre-hung door. You probably don't want to get involved with trying to set your own hinges, because it gets a lot more complicated. If you replace the jams at the same time, that part of it's all already done. Now, when it comes to adjusting the height of the door, you typically only cut off the bottom of the door. You don't touch the top because that's already fit in with the pre-hung jam. How much can you cut off the bottom? I'd say probably 2 to 3 inches. If it happens that you have a door that's unusually low, you have to cut more than that, there is a carpenter's trick of the trade, and that is to simply repack that area of the door. If you end up cutting more off than you have solid bottom of that door, you can take some of the material that you cut off and then trim it to fit the sort of the guts of that and slip it back inside, glue it top and bottom, clamp it, sand it, paint it, and you've repacked the bottom of that door and you'll be good to go.
Oh, very interesting.
Okay, but I would definitely go pre-hung, because you're going to find it a lot easier to install a pre-hung door than to try to take a slab and make it fit the old openings. It's probably not worth it.
Okay, well, you know, there's very few problems I can't overcome as long as I've got the Money Pit radio show.
Well, thank you very much, John. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.